Hi, I'm John David Miller. Welcome to YesWise Insights. Today's program is Modern Feudalism, presented by ReallyWell.com, BlacksFood.com, and WaterUs.com for natural health information, Northern Edge organic flaxseed, other superfoods, air and water purifiers, EMF protection, and more through ReallyWell.com. Well, we've talked about the conglomerate empire, the elite cabal families behind this conglomerate empire have been quietly constructing a modern form of feudalism over the last 150 years to regain greater control of the masses. Through an elaborate set of strategies, plans, and projects formed in secretive think tanks, commissions, and labs, deceptive and manipulative concepts, systems, technologies, and operatives have been brought together for purposes of domination. We call this the conglomerate empire. Another name for it is the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom. I use the term transnational rather than global because there are arguments that the Earth isn't really a globe, a topic for another day. But corporations have been an important part of this conglomerate empire, going back to the East India companies of the English and the Dutch that took over much of the world several centuries ago and engaged in slavery trade and everything else. But the corporation provides a distance between the owners of the corporation and the activities of the corporation, so the owners are not so easily identified. Meanwhile, they have manipulated law, economics, science, medicine, media, and even government to implement changes in law, concepts in these other areas or disciplines that they can use to manipulate and deceive and control the rest of us. And the corporation, beginning after the Civil War, and on in through the world wars, has become ever more dominant in our format for doing business and government, including the governments of the federal, the state, the county, the city, are all corporations now nested in amongst themselves. Then you also have nonprofit corporations and non-governmental organizations in the corporate format, all utilizing this structure as part of this kingdom. Another tool of theirs is debt, which they have used for several centuries to control the spending and the financial well-being of the populace. They have implemented taxes like property tax, which goes back again to the days of feudalism when the landowner paid a royalty to the king, and up through the lines of nobility. And meanwhile, the peasants had to work the land and give much of their produce in a form of an income tax, if you like, to the property owner. And then today we have the modern income tax as a new form of this feudalism that helps financially control the people. But deception and mind control have also been major aspects of the conglomerate empire's activities, with their gaining control of important institutions, especially around the turn of the 1800s into the 1900s, 100 and some years ago, where they took over education. The Rockefeller Foundation, for example, took over medicine, took over science with revised history, limited science, and so on, and controlled education, gearing it toward preparing not fully informed people, but with enough information to feel like they knew something and to be able to function in the economic conditions that the cabal would have for them in the modern workforce. And we also see control of resources being an important part of their strategies, including ever more so water, food, and air, where they can use these also then to control the people through poisoning in the water, chemicals like fluoride and chlorine, poisoning of the food, limitations on food production, and so on, air quality, including spraying aerosols in the sky with poisons and metals and so on, and then frequencies that they can apply through spreading of the electronic wires of the grid and the towers now that are everywhere, broadcasting frequencies, Wi-Fi, cell phones, etc. Ever more development of these technologies for surveillance, for control of body and mind, where they have embedded technologies in the body through injection, through breathing and eating these technologies, nanobots and so forth, in foods and medicines, in the air and water, that can be broadcast to and controlled by the frequencies programming. Ultimately, we are looking at capitalism evolving into communism in the capitalist Western societies, and communism evolving into capitalism in the communist bloc countries, what used to be called the communist bloc, Soviet Union, now Russia and its compatible satellites, and China and others, but really coming together in a form of communist capitalism or capitalist communism, whichever you want to call it, that is the structure of modern feudalism. So, Northern Edge Superior Organic Flaxseed is available to improve brain power with superior or omega-3 oils, antioxidants, great protein, and fiber in this product for a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. It's the lowest in toxic metals and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. And we also have the detox pack with the flax, the Aztec Secret Healing Clay, bentonite clay for detox, and liquid oxygen drops as well. The resistance assistance pack with support for the immune system in Larea Clear Extract and Vitamin O. Delicious Greens 8000 Antioxidant Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix. Organic Turmeric Powder, another great antioxidant. And Molecular Silver that helps fight pathogens. And then EMF Protection as well. A new double your purchasing power. You can find out more about this way of doing it with a new major brand payment card that presents 100% rewards on transactions, not just 1% to 5%. Find out more about that at easierstreet.com. And at yeswise.com, we have our holistic learning modules, consultations, and seminars, and the archives of the YesWise Insights program, again, at yeswise.com. Thank you for being with me. Have a great day, and be really well.